This is
Fight Disciples.
We are gathered here today
for the Fight Disciples UFC and boxing talk.
David Price with a smile on his face. There's no more dangerous heavyweight in the planet, is there?
I don't know. I'm definitely up there with the danger men, I'd imagine, yeah. But when Eddie said before, you know, you mentioned your name to top 20 opponents and they're like, oh, I don't know about that. And I was like, I don't really want to be that guy. I want to be the one who they go, Eddie, we'll give Pricey the chance. But, you know, but to be fair, I have been offered a few decent fights the last couple of months, which I have turned down. Because I need to play my cards right, which I did say to you when we spoke on a message the other week. I would play my cards right, then when the time does come for these big ones, then it'll be really worthwhile for me. Do you know what I mean? So it's about managing it now. But I've still got to get in there and keep winning.
Yeah. You mentioned then there's been fights put to you on the table, fights in the past that you would have snatched at. But you said to me previously that you want a 2-3-4 fight deal off someone. You want someone to, you know, invest in David Price and build towards something special. Has Eddie Aine of Matchroom done that?
Well, I think he has anyway without having the conversation, hasn't he? You know, the last three fights have been domestic level fights. When I took the Kuzman fight at Wembley, it went in at short notice, injured a bit, well, it wasn't well either. And I took the fight because it was my career highest payday. The injury flared up in the fight. What happens happened, but I did negotiate into the deal that I got another fight off the back of it. Now at this point, my only options were fighting on MTK small hall shows in Belfast, where we were struggling to nail down an opponent. So who knows what would have happened. So in taking that fight and losing, good things come out of it in a roundabout way, and that cloud had a silver lining. And then it's just been a matter of stepping up each time in there. I fought Tom Little, fought Cash Alley, Dave Allen. So he has done that for me without putting pen to paper or even shaking hands or even talking about it. But when I did speak, I seen him in Ibiza, I did say to him, look, you know, I know you're not me promoter, so to speak, but, you know, I have been fighting on your shows, and he said, you've been well looked after, which I have, and I appreciate it. But I said, you know, why don't we plot a little bit of a route to a massive fight for me? And he said, well, I'm glad you said that. And here we are. So I don't know what's in store on the 23rd of November, but I do know every time Eddie puts a fight to me, it's a fight. It's not a knockover job, so it's going to be a fight, that's for sure. And yeah, it just feels good to be on the up again and get the winning feeling back, which had been missing for a while.
You've certainly got that smile back on your face, that sparkle in your eye as well. That win over Dave Allen just seemed to completely rejuvenate you in your career, you know. You've just seemed to have been reborn again. Do you feel reborn? Do you feel like you're on a brand new journey?
Yeah, this is David Price 2.0 now, isn't it? Or 2.0, did they say? Yeah, that's me. This is the second instalment of my career, or even the third I've had. That's what I'm saying up there before. Stories I could tell from my career, things that have happened, and things, everything that could have gone wrong went wrong for me in a mad way. And I've just stuck with it, and I've been so close to throwing it in and just saying, look, I can't do it anymore. I have to go back to work. Nothing's happening. And then things have just appeared for me. So I'm just trusting the process, and I believe it was meant to be this way. And here I am now. Couple more wins, and I could just be in the biggest fight of my career. So I've got reason to be optimistic and positive, and I'm going to the gym with a smile on my face. There's a great energy in the gym, there's a great buzz, there's a good vibe, and I ticked a lot of boxes in my last fight. You know, I know I can go rounds, and that was the main doubt for me and for everyone else, was my engine. Now I know it's never been a matter of fitness with me, it's about pacing things, and I know how to pace it. And obviously there'd be more intense paces than my last fight, but I'll be able to deal with it and just feel great.
Is this David Price at his peak now as well?
Yeah, which I did say, and which people told me for years, you're going to peak in your mid-30s. You know, people who know boxing know heavyweights, big men especially my size, don't know what it is. But we do tend to, have a bit more longevity, and the great big heavyweights have always had the best years between like 34 to even 40, some of them, your Klitschko's and everyone else. So if I could go on that long, that'd be fantastic. But I'm living the life, I'm enjoying my training. It's a lifestyle, the choice now. It's not getting in training camp to take a fight. You know, I'm employing my strength conditioning trainer out of camp and staying in the gym with him. I'm eating well. Everything's good, and you know, if everything's good around you as well as your family life, no stress. There's no reason why you can't get in and perform.
It's amazing now to hear you talk about potentially fighting until you're in your 40, because there's been so many times over the last few years when it looked like you probably wouldn't even have another fight.
Never wanted to retire at times because I weren't enjoying it. There was times when I was used to say, when I used to train up in Rotherham with Dave Caldwell, because I weren't happy up there, just weren't happy travelling, I weren't happy sitting in a hotel, just weren't for me, and I couldn't wait to retire. I used to read about boxers retiring and feel jealous, but I weren't in a position to do so. And I just felt that was the sacrifice I had to make to succeed, was to deal with being unhappy. But now, because I'm loving it again, I'm like, I just want to fucking keep doing this. I don't want to... That's why after that fight, I was like, no cash out. I want to keep doing it because the buzz is too much to walk away from. Obviously, as long as it's at, I'm not going to keep doing it till I'm 40, where I'm getting in as cannon fodder for some kid to get knocked out. No, that won't happen. But if I can keep winning and keep succeeding, then why not?
It's obviously an exciting time in the heavyweight division. We talk about this all the time. There's so many big fights out there, and there's so many big names needing dance partners and everything else. We've got a busy few months coming ahead now. Wilder's confirmed that he's going to rematch with Ortiz. Obviously, AJ's rematching with Ruiz. Tyson looks like he's going to be out until the spring with those cuts from Otto Wallen. But 2020 could be an exciting time for someone like yourself with a few wins on your record. Your ledger absolutely stacks up. Who knows what phone call might come in?
You just don't know. And whereas Eddie's saying that the risk factor's there with me, if these champions aren't fighting each other, they do need opponents. But if I can string another few wins together, then I bring my own thing to the table then, because I'm the man in form, and it's not just a matter of being selected as the opponent and being given the opportunity. I could get there on merit if I can get moved through the rankings correctly. But that's looking a bit far ahead. You know, one of the things that helped me in the build-up to the Dave Allen fight was just taking each training session at a time, just staying in the present moment daily. And that's important now. That was the blueprint going forward. The way I prepare for that fight is I've got to prepare for every fight. And we just adjust for the tactics and everything else. But from a mental preparation and a physical preparation, felt like we nabbed it in the last fight. We cracked it. So to start looking too far ahead would be going against that. But I can see why people would have that feeling and them thoughts of looking out. You know, it's all there. Anything can happen.
Is there a chance on November 23rd there might be a belt attached to the fight?
I think my WBA belt's going to get defended, but see, that belt, I know there's a lot of belts in boxing and everything else, but it's good for the boxer to have a belt. You know, whereas like the people want to see one champion and everything else, it is nice to have something to show for the work you've done. And that belt to me, that's like a symbol of coming through the highs and lows of the last few years. So that belt means more to me than the British belt, because that British belt was just when I was on it, you know, come straight through. There weren't really a story to that. I was just beating everyone and doing what was expected. But this one is like where I've rose from rock bottom and got myself back to a decent level. So that'll always have a little special place for me, and I'm made up to defend it.
It's incredible to see this David Price 2.0 enjoying his career like this. You must wake up, look at yourself in the mirror and kind of go, wow, the journey I've been on to come back here. You should be proud of yourself.
I am, mate. I am proud of myself. I am. There's, like I said, you don't know your confidence is gone until you get your confidence back in a mad way. Because you're telling yourself you're okay. Yeah, I felt great there. I'll beat him, I'll do. But deep down, your confidence you can't really lie to yourself, you know. And then when it comes back properly, you're like, whoa, I was low on confidence there. Because everything I was doing in the gym felt forced and difficult, and now it's just like, feels everything just flowing, feels light and easy, and I'm like, wow, imagine feeling like this all the time. These people who are naturally, genuinely confident, like your Tyson Furies, I wonder if he can just do rounds after rounds after rounds and just do it, you know. But that's all I feel at the minute.
What did you make of Tyson's performance against Otto Wally? Coming for a lot of criticism, but how did you feel about his performance?
Look, sometimes you've just got to perform functionally in boxing and get the job done, and it's not about looking fantastic or spectacular. And when you've got someone in front of you like Otto Wallen, who's come in as a big underdog, people aren't expecting much of him. I don't know, Tyson Fury deep down may have taken him lightly or not had the same, he definitely won't have had the same nerves as going into the Deontay Wilder fight, going into the Otto Wallen fight, and that brought the best out of him. So I think it was a gritty performance, and he got the job done. There's not much more you can say. Thought he's done well.
Thank you for listening. If you like what you heard, subscribe via iTunes.